This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline. The United Nations Nuclear Weapons Ban Treaty to enter into force in January. January 22, 2021 will be a historic day for nuclear weapons. The United Nations Nuclear Weapons Ban Treaty will enter into force, establishing in international law a categorical ban on nuclear weapons 75 years after their development and first use. The CCNS update will focus on the treaty today and for the next 3 weeks. We'll explore the timeline of the development of the treaty over the past 75 years and explain how treaty ratification will advance the movement toward future elimination of nuclear weapons in the United States. Each week, we hope to include some language from the treaty itself. We begin by asking what events needed to occur before the treaty could enter into force. To answer this, we use the Oak Ridge Environmental Peace Alliance fact sheet, which says in part, the treaty was approved at the UN in July 2017 by 122 nation states. According to the treaty terms, 50 nation states had to sign and ratify it before it would enter into force. Entry into force would automatically happen 90 days after the 50th ratification was deposited at the UN. On October 24, 2020, Honduras became the 50th nation to deposit its ratification at the UN. As of November 1, 2020, 84 nation states had signed the treaty. The Nuclear Weapons Ban Treaty itself is composed of 20 official articles covering 10 pages. Today we'll summarize the 6 paragraphs of Article 4 entitled, Towards the Total Elimination of Nuclear Weapons. Paragraph 1 outlines a procedure for nations that at one time had nuclear weapons. They, quote, shall cooperate with the competent international authority for the purpose of verifying the irreversible elimination of its nuclear weapons program, end quote. Paragraph 2 addresses nations that possess nuclear weapons and provides for a plan to be, quote, negotiated with the competent international authority for approval, end quote. Paragraph 3 stipulates that after negotiations, a safeguards agreement will be concluded with the International Atomic Energy Agency to assure that nuclear materials will not be diverted in any way. Paragraph 4 asks that each nation that, quote, has any nuclear weapons shall ensure the prompt removal of such weapons as soon as possible, but not later than a deadline to be determined by the states parties, end quote. Paragraph 5 provides for regular reporting. Paragraph 6 asks the competent international authority to verify the irreversible elimination of nuclear weapons programs. We will continue our presentation of the Nuclear Weapons Ban Treaty in the coming weeks. A copy of the treaty is available at the International Campaign to Abolish Nuclear Weapons website. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.